to sleep.
Here we go. One, two, three.
This is Jill Yum for Beantunes Radio, and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. Welcome back. It's Sunday. It's 4 p.m. Or actually, it's 4.04 p.m. And this week we are playing Christmas music because it is almost Christmas, which is really scary. I can't believe this is happening again. December is so crazy because you have to think about the rest of the year and think about the fact that the next year is coming, and time is so crazy. Oh my God. But yeah, no, that's one of my favorite Christmas songs. I just played the Vince Guaraldi Trio's Skating. Charlie Brown was such a big part of my childhood. I had, I think, a few Charlie Brown Halloween costumes over the course of my life. And as with the seasons changing, I feel like every time this sort of like seasonal change of Christmas coming happens, I need like the comforts of childhood nostalgia. So I think I always return to the Vince Guaraldi Trio to be reminded of my home, my childhood, Charlie Brown, etc. So glad to play that one to open the hour of Christmas. It's also snowing outside, which is super awesome for the magical vibe that's happening in the studio right now. So warm and cozy. They got new lights in the studio. I don't know. This is so crazy and awesome. So I'm having a great time, and I hope you will too for the next hour of festivity and light and love. Let's keep it going. This next one is from the Carpenters. It's called Merry Christmas, Darling.
Greeting cards have all been sent. The Christmas rush is through. But I still have one wish to make. A special one for you. Merry Christmas, darling. We're apart, that's true. But I can dream, and in my dreams I'm Christmasing with you. Holidays are joyful. There's always something new, but every day's a holiday when I'm near to you. The lights on my tree, I wish you could see. I wish it every day. To see you and to say that I wish you Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, darling.
Happy New Year too. I've just one wish on this Christmas Eve. I wish I
on.
feelings here that only comes this time of year. Simply having a wonderful Christmas time. Simply having a wonderful Christmas time. The choir of children sing their song.
Was Paul McCartney's Wonderful Christmas Time. Such a good Christmas song. And, you know, I feel like I've been hearing that song for so long on the radio as a child. And then now I feel like I appreciate it so much more. I wonder if it's just nostalgia, but I think it's like actually such a good song. Before that, I played one from the Carpenters. I've been having a real Carpenters year, so had to play. I'm just basking in how beautiful and magical it is outside. I usually hate being in the studio at this time. These days, not usually. These days I've been hating being in the studio at 4 because it really, you can really see the changing of the seasons when you have a 4 o'clock slot. So I've learned because when I first started my show this semester, it was light. And now it is dark when I get to my show. But now it's snowing, which is awesome. So there's always something to be positive about, I guess. We're gonna keep it going. I'm mostly gonna play like old Christmas music. Because I don't love indie covers of Christmas songs. I think it's great that people make Christmas music. Don't get me wrong. I think that most of them suck. And it's really hard to make a good Christmas song or to make a good Christmas cover. I know that some of these that are considered classics now are actually covers, but I think that a lot of the new indie stuff is kind of trash, so we won't be playing those things. And we will play some of them, I think, but we're gonna hit all of the like greatest hits tour, good Christmas songs, songs that I think are actually excellent songs, and I don't just listen to them because it's Christmas. So we're gonna listen to the Beach Boys next because the Beach Boys are so good, and this song is so good. And I think it's hard with Christmas music because you have to learn how to appreciate it beyond the sort of like nostalgic quality to them. This is actually not a challenge. No one, no one cares. But I do. So we're gonna listen to the Beach Boys, and then we're just gonna keep going. I need to stop speaking on air. But I hope everyone is enjoying the snow. I hope people have there's snow stuff out. I wasn't prepared for snow today, so I'm wearing a wool coat. So hopefully it will stop snowing by the time I have to walk. I have to trudge home. Anyway, this next one is called Little Saint Nick, and it's by the Beach Boys.
Ooh, Merry Christmas.
Christmas comes this time each year.
And cards are here. My world is filled with cheer and you. This Christmas, and as I look around, your eyes outshine the town they do. This Christmas, the fireside is blazing bright. We're caroling through the night. This Christmas will be your hand now.
Is the Jingle Bell Rock by Daryl Hall and John Oates. Notably, it's Daryl's version. If you've ever tried to listen to John's version, don't, because it sucks. Before that, I played This Christmas by Donny Hathaway. I'm getting most of my Christmas music today from, there's actually a Frank Ocean list of Christmas music. I don't know where in the internet this came from, but for some reason, it's been saved on my Spotify for a long time. I think it might be from Blonded Magazine, which I have, but I haven't looked at in a long time because I feel really guilty about spending a lot of money on a piece of paper, or like many pieces of paper. But I have it, and it's a great coffee table book for whenever I own a coffee table, which is not at this point in my life. We're not quite there yet. Anyway, It's just awesome that it's snowing right now because my brain is disintegrating. I was just like staring at the snow. But we are almost halfway through the show, which means that it's time for a PSA. This one is called Why Not Cover Your Computer Camera? If you have a computer with a webcam and you don't use it, why not cover the camera up with a piece of opaque tape? In addition to government programs, there's plenty of other malware and viruses that can hijack the computer's camera to spy on you. So if you don't use it, consider covering it up. A message in the public interest from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio. I think people are getting really scared of computers because of all the AI stuff that's coming out. I don't really know how people feel about the AI stuff. I know that they're doing really silly things with it on the internet. And kind of cringy things. Like my professor, he's awesome, but he was talking about how he made the AI thing, Chat GPT. He made it write him a limerick about, he made it, the program, write a 1980s style rap about neoliberalism, which is really just like, why? it's all a little bit cringy, and I think that, I don't know, maybe AI is actually not that scary because most of the things that people come up with are kind of stupid. So this is not really like a cogent or smart take. I just think that people are a little too scared of computers. But you should cover your computer camera because there's lots of things that can be stolen from you through your computer camera, apparently, according to this PSA. everything that we say on WMFO is true. In case you didn't know that, we're actually not allowed to lie. that's the only rule here on Freeform Radio, that you can only tell the truth. Next up, we will be playing the best song that maybe exists about Christmas ever. And it's by Wham, and it's called Last Christmas. I have like nothing else to say about this song other than that it's become super important to me in the past holiday season because I've realized how good it is. And I think it's because I was listening to a lot of Wham this summer because I was feeling like a little cheese ball. So I hope you all will bask in this beautiful, beautiful song that is Last Christmas by Wham.
Okay. your sleigh with things, things for you and for me. It's that time of year when the world falls in love. Every song you hear seems to say, Merry Christmas. May your New Year dreams come true. And this song of mine in three-quarter time wishes you and yours the same thing too.
That was Peggy Lee with the Christmas Waltz. We are approaching the end of the show, so it's time for me to transition to indie covers of Christmas songs. I know we said we wouldn't do that, or I said I wouldn't do that, but I actually found a couple that I like, so we're going to play them. But before I do that, I have some questions for the people. And the thing about these questions is that I don't have anyone in the studio with me today. So I'm going to need people to head on over to the DJ chat and message me. I really love the DJ chat function and I don't take advantage of it enough. But in case you aren't familiar, on our website, we now have a tab that you can go to and you can message the DJ who's on air. So if you have answers to my questions, please let me know. The first question is, what is everyone's favorite Christmas music? Not that. Movie. I was just thinking about how I used to not be able to watch Elf because I experienced a lot of secondhand embarrassment. So I couldn't watch that movie because it was too painful. But I really like the like old nostalgic stuff, and I love Peanuts, and all the cartoony stuff is great, but I think I need a new Christmas classic to carry me into winter break. So if anyone has a suggestion, let me know. I also need a clue for Wordle. I'm currently working on the Wordle for today, and I've guessed four things, and I'm really struggling. So if you or haven't done it yet and you don't want a spoiler, close your ears for a second. I have an A and an N and an E, and I don't know where any of them are. And I don't know any, or actually I know that it should start with N and A, but I don't know where I don't know what comes after that. And I think it's supposed to end with an E, but I don't know any words like that. So if anyone has any Wordle suggestions, let me know in the chat. Next up, we're going to be playing a cover by The Shins. I'm mostly playing this because I'm mourning the fact that I didn't get to go see The Shins live this summer. And I've been listening to a lot of The Shins recently. Hopefully they're going on tour again. I don't know if they're too old for that. But why doesn't anyone do a Christmas store? Is that not a thing? I would really enjoy that. I don't know if that's very profitable, though. So, anyway, this one is a cover of Wonderful Christmas Time, and it's by The Shins.
The mood is right, the spirit's up, we're here tonight, and that's enough. The party's on, the feeling's here, it only comes this time of year. We're simply having a wonderful Christmas time. Simply having a wonderful Christmas time. The word is out about the town to lift a glass. Oh, don't look down. The party's on.
Above on your fading memories.
Was LCD Sound System, Christmas Will Break Your Heart. Kind of a sad one. So we're gonna play some happier Christmas stuff. Or maybe some less depressing and maybe more wistful. I love that LCD Sound System one. But James Murphy has a way of making everything a little dismal. So maybe we should celebrate the magic that's happening outside and play some happier Christmas music. I love that everyone, when it snows outside, there was a big storm last year, and a lot of terrible things happened to me during that storm. Like my phone basically snapped in half because it got plowed by a snow plow. But it was still so fun because everyone was playing outside. And I also had COVID at the time. Which was a little bit sad because I didn't really get to play outside with people. Nothing else really bad happened during that time. But I do love how snow makes everyone like a kid again. So I hope everyone's going to go out and play in the snow. I don't know if it's wet snow or if it's dry snow. I think it's not cold enough for it to stick. But I sort of see it sticking on the ground. It's really dark outside. I'm super excited to go home for break this semester because I really don't have too much time at home, and I haven't been home since September. So listening to Christmas music right now is getting me super excited to go home, celebrate Christmas with my family, spend time with my animals, my cat and dog, and do all the Christmas things. We have a lot of traditions in my family. We celebrate with our family friends. And then on New Year's, we make dumplings. Excited for all of those things. I feel like the shorter time that you have at home, unfortunately, the more you appreciate it. So, which is a little bit sad, but I'm getting very excited to go home and to see my family. We're not quite done yet. We have about 13 minutes left. So I'm gonna pound it. Pound the Christmas agenda. For the last 13 minutes of the show. So this next one is from Molly Birch. I saw her live last year. That was one of the first shows that I saw post-COVID with mask on. And then now you can go to concerts without masks on. So time is so crazy. That's a callback. this is her cover of I'll Be Home for Christmas. It's off of her old Christmas album. She just released a new one, which I haven't really listened to, but I do like this cover, and I do love Molly Birch. I hope you enjoy.
I'll be home for Christmas. You can count on me.
tie of snow and mistletoe and presents under the tree.
Santa Claus will make me happy with the toy on Christmas Day, 'cause I just just want you for my own, more than you could ever know. Make my wish come true, 'cause all I want for Christmas is you.
Hello, that was Kishibashi, All I Want for Christmas Is You, another great cover. I'm sorry I was so negative about indie Christmas covers. I know people love them, and I know that people love Christmas covers in general. I do too, in theory. I think it's great that there are some songs that are so recognizable that you can kind of do whatever with them, and they still sound like Christmas. Christmas. Anyway. It's time for me to wrap up the show, to wrap this up, this hour of Christmas music. I hope you stay listening. We've got a great show coming up next. But again, tune in next week, Sunday, same time, same place, for Bean Tunes. I think next week is my last show of the year. So we'll be doing sort of a year in wrap or semester. But also, I will be gone next semester for the first time since coming to Tufts. I'll be away studying abroad in London, so I will not be returning. So you will be missing out on Bean Tunes next semester. So next week we'll make it jam-packed. We'll make sure you won't be missing it next semester. but yeah, thank you so much for tuning in. This has been so awesome. Yeah, just being in the studio while it's snowing, this is a new thing for me, after 3 years of being here. I don't think this has ever happened, and it's actually the most magical thing that's ever happened to me, which is a certified truth, because we're not allowed to lie on air. anyway, we're gonna finish off the show with one more from Vince Guaraldi Trio, because we're feeling that nostalgic today, and people are loving the Peanuts. I think that, like, this is, Peanuts is universally, adored. I don't think anyone has anything bad to say about Charlie Brown, and if they do, you are probably not a Bean Tunes listener. This has been such a wonderful hour, and I, hope everyone has a great holiday season and a very happy new year. This is Jill Yum, and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. Thanks so much for listening, and see you next week.
And right now, ladies and gentlemen, we bring you something new in modern music.